About 40 student athletes and officials from Mount Allison and the municipality of Tantramar gathered in front of Town Hall yesterday to celebrate the 11th annual Mountie Day.
Afternoon, folks. We'd like to get started. I can get your attention, please.
Deputy Mayor Matt Esterbrooks addressed the crowd, presented a plaque to University President Ian Sutherland, and then accompanied Interim Director of Athletics Neil McEachern as he raised the Mountie flag outside of Town Hall. As players grabbed a slice of Mountie Day cake, Esterbrooks told CHMA why he thinks the annual tradition is a valuable one for the new town of Tantramar.
I don't think even the student athletes themselves realize the impact that they have in the community, especially on our youth. If you've been involved in any minor sport in Sackville and now Tantramar in your lifetime, could be adults, you have been impacted by Mounties in sport. And that's really the piece that's so important to me, is that they contribute to all of our minor sports organizations, football, hockey, soccer, swimming. They are there, and they don't really realize just how important it is for our youth to have role models like that. And these are kids that are going to become future leaders. They're kids who are excelling in academics at the same time that they're keeping up, heading to national championships and such. So the impact that they have on the community is important, and it needs to be recognized.
Also in attendance at Thursday's Mountie Day festivities at Town Hall was longtime Sackville resident and voice of the Mounties, Steve Riddlington.
What the Mounties provide is an incredible bridge between the community and the university, in the sense that, one, there's the opportunity to see some of the most advanced amateur athletes in the country that play at the U Sport and CCAA levels. And young people in the community are able to see athletes who have progressed to this high level of sport and perhaps be inspired. And also the Mounties as an organization looks at community outreach as a valuable part of their presence in the community, building a rapport to their fans, building a rapport to their community, and just generally being a significant part of the university experience from a student standpoint and also from the community standpoint, to have this quality of athletics in the community.
CHMA also got a chance to speak to some of the student athletes gathered for the Mountie Day flag raising.
I'm Virginia Harasney.
I'm Emily Leblanc.
Can I ask where you folks are from?
Yeah, I'm from St. Maudie Dickens in New Brunswick.
I'm from Wilcox, Saskatchewan.
What sports? Oh, I can see you on your jerseys, but maybe tell it for radio listeners. What sports are you folks into?
We play on the Mounties women's hockey team.
What are we doing here today?
We're here for the raising of the Mounties flag for Mounties Day.
Yeah, it's an awesome privilege. I think there were not a lot of people last year, so it's great to see that a lot of teams are here this year. It's good.
Good turnout, even on a snowy day. How was your season this year?
It was all right. Definitely a development year, so we're just getting into the off-ice training and getting ready for next season.
Okay, and what year are you guys in?
I'm in second year.
Second year also, yeah.
Okay, so you're here, you're in for the long haul. Are you expecting great things from your team in the next few years?
I hope so, yeah. Addie's been a great addition to the team, and she has it moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Even this year we're seeing progress, and I think it's going to be good in the next few years.
All right, enjoy your Mountie Day.
Thank you so much.
I'm Maeve Williams, and I play for the Mountie women's soccer team.
How was your season this year?
It was a rebuilding year. We're hoping that next year goes a bit better.
How do you feel about, being honored, in small town Sackville? What does it mean to you?
I think it's great. I mean, this is how I've met all my friends, and, it's a really important part for me, playing sport at university. So getting to, have a day where we're appreciated is just really nice.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Those are some of the students who made it out to the 11th annual Mountie Day celebration at Tantramar's Municipal Building on Thursday. Mount Allison's Interim Director of Athletics, Neil McEachern, said he was pleased with the turnout and that students were especially excited for Thursday's Night of the Mounties Awards Banquet. CHMA also asked McEachern about recent news out of Mount Allison Athletics, the resignation of Mountie football head coach Peter Fraser.
So Pete Fraser, who was a head coach, had made a decision to retire about 3 weeks ago, around March 10th. And so we're in the process. Joel Lippert has agreed to take the interim role, and there is currently a posting out, and which will close this week, and there will be selecting a new coach over the coming weeks. But certainly, you know, recognize Pete's contribution to the team, the university, the students, and you know, we just wish him all the best. And yeah, so we're now we just have to move forward and go from there.
You yourself are interim, so is there also, I mean, you're an interim director of athletics.
Yes.
So is Mounty also pursuing, you know, filling that role?
Yes. So I'm here on an interim basis. We have not finalized exactly when I will be departing. I've certainly enjoyed my time here, but I'm also interested in getting back to retirement with my wife and family. So we'll be discussing that over the summer and just figure out when exactly, but when we will put the posting up for a full-time director. But yes, we will. My time is interim.
No direct timeline yet, but it's coming soon.
It will be. Yeah, it will be coming in certainly within the in the months. You know, in the coming months. Yep.
That's Neil McEachern, Interim Director of Athletics for Mount Allison University. Peter Fraser served as Mountie's head coach for just over 7 years. CHMA has reached out to Fraser, but have yet to hear back. This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.